With a look at state and regional news, Marva Hinton is standing by in the WLRN studios now at the Miami Herald.
Thanks, Wanda. One in five Floridians is currently receiving food stamp benefits, and the number is rising in South Florida. As WLRN Miami Herald reporter Kenny Malone tells us, it's not all bad news.
On the surface, the trend certainly doesn't look great. More than 1 million South Floridians are currently enrolled in the food stamp program, more than 17,000 more enrolled in October, including increases in Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and even Broward County, which saw a promising dip in September. But Aaron Gillespie with Florida's Department of Children and Families says enrollment is stabilizing.
You know, every month right now we're seeing a 0.4% increase or a 1% increase, whereas a few years ago we were seeing, you know, 10, 12% increases every month.
Even more promising, Gillespie says, is that the average benefit is dropping, which means that people's salaries are increasing. 18 months ago, the average recipient was getting $253. Now it's down to $247.
That doesn't sound like a lot. But for 2 million households, that's about $144 million less that we're spending.
Gillespie says that over the last year and a half, the number of food stamp recipients finding work has jumped up 20%. While she does admit it might be a while before we see overall enrollment start to drop off, she says the numbers seem to show the program easing people back into a shaky economy. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
A new health report estimates Florida could expand its Medicaid coverage to more than 1 million residents without spending any more money. The study by the Georgetown University Health Policy Institute comes days after Governor Rick Scott softened his opposition against the federal health care law. And hundreds of authors are converging on South Florida this weekend for the Miami Book Fair. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Alicia Zuckerman is particularly excited about two of them.
Oh, Andy, I'm having a bad day. Can we talk later?
No. What about prom?
Come on, why don't we just meet after school?
No! What about prom?
Andy,
it's
on.
Hard to believe it's been more than a quarter century since Molly Ringwald and Andrew McCarthy co-starred in Pretty in Pink, that irresistible homage to teenage romance and angst. They're both writers now, and they're both appearing at the book fair on the same day, in the same room, but not at the same time. On Sunday, she's reading from her new novel in the morning, and he's talking about his memoir in the afternoon. Ringwald's novel is called When It Happens to You, and it's about the complicated nature of relationships. McCarthy's memoir chronicles his wanderlust, emotional and otherwise, and that's called The Longest Way Home, One Man's Quest for the Courage to Settle Down. Even though audiences won't get a chance to see them together, maybe they'll run into each other in the hallway. I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
For more news, including in-depth coverage of the Miami Book Fair, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.